Rumi's poem, The Guest House, begins, "This human being is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably." We set our intention to meet with openness and courage whatever appears. A sickness will appear. Sometimes good health appears. Praise, blame, poverty. Happiness arises. Sadness arises. Irritating people appear. Friends appear. We commit to meet each fully, as fully as we can. This is a time of distress for so many people. We all know, or at least we've all heard, of the pain and suffering in distant places in the world. And of course, the pain and suffering that is close to home. How do we remain upright? How do we respond? Please bring to mind something in your life that is quite distressful, and something that you're struggling with. Not a person this time, but something else. Some situation, some event. Something that evokes within you a sadness, fear, anger. And knowing that the best place to respond is from a place of equanimity, a place of clear seeing. Again, let's practice with a few phrases. Holding whatever that situation is in mind. Quietly to yourself, repeat, "I open to this as it is." I open to this as it is. May I rest in not knowing. May I rest in not knowing. May I find balance and peace amidst this. May I find balance and peace amidst this. I open to this as it is. I open to this as it is. May I rest in not knowing. May I rest in not knowing. May I find balance and peace amidst this. May I find balance and peace amidst this. Please use these phrases, if you find them helpful, gently on the out-breath. And again, if the phrases feel, after a while, like too much, just pick out the words that resonate for you. And if the words themselves then become too much, then just rest in that sense of balance and ease. A great pool of equanimity. And when the mind wanders off, or emotions arise again, you may find it helpful to pick up the phrases again. It's your practice. listen to your heart. You know what to do.